what's a call that we usually have to get him to, you want to make him attack?
You mean the terminology you use?
Mm-hmm.
Probably get him. Get him, right? He used the word get because that's a dog expression.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. We're talking about animals. I'll ask you about some more. Now, cow. What's the general term that people use around here for a male cow?
Bull.
Mm-hmm. Any other terms that they use?
That's the main one. Bull. Otherwise, you see, the steer has been fixed up, you know.
And what about a little cow, since the term we usually have?
Called calves.
So you have a cow, and she's about to give birth to a calf. Do you have any expression for what she's about to do? She's about to
drop a cow. I said drop. That's a term.
And what most people who live with farm in near this area, what would they use, especially in the past, what would they have used to pull their plows?
Probably a mule. They use an animal.
When you have two mules working together, do you have a term for that, two working together?
Yeah, you probably call them a pair, or a team.
If they didn't use mules, what might they use?
Probably an ox, believe it or not.
Yeah. Really, that mule?
You should have oxen to pull logs out of the swamps there.
I didn't realize.
Yes.
What would your term be for, say, a couple of oxen working together?
Probably a team. I remember they're stronger than a mule, and they were more powerful than mule. They were big steers, you know. They had raised to do this work. We're trying to pull logs out of the swamps.
Probably had a better temperament too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My grandfather used to get upset. His mule would kill one. He hit it in the head with a 2x4. Got real mad at it. Now, what would they use if they didn't use, say, oxen or mules?
I don't know.
Pull their wagons, maybe.
Probably horses of a sort, big ones.
Now, the term for the male horse, what they usually call him?
Probably a stallion.
Any other terms that you hear around here for the male horse?
I don't know. Could be. We have a few horses around here.
Very few?
Very few horses.
And what about female when you have a term for her?
Philly. Mm-hmm. How does that sound? Philly.
Do what now?
Philly, that sounds like a pretty good name for a horse.
Yeah, you know, they had that race horse. Who was that filly that did so well a couple of years ago? The broken leg. Do you remember the one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It hadn't been more than a year or two ago. Did real well. And you're talking about horses, if you don't know how to ride, you might say, I have never won a horse. I've never
ridden a horse.
You would say, if you like to, you say every morning this week I talk about riding horses.
I go for a ride.
And if you say you couldn't stay on the horse, you would say I fell.
I fell off. I got thrown off.
Mm-hmm. Say a kid, say a little child, he wakes up and went to bed in the bed and wakes up on the floor. He said he fell.
Fell off the bed.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the thing? What's the term for the things that you would attach to the horse's feet?
That's our horseshoes.
Mm-hmm. What part of the feet would you attach them to?
Probably the hoof, the outside part of the hoof. That was hard.
Mm-hmm. And if you had more than one hoof, you would have what, two?
Hooves.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever play a game with the horseshoes?
Yes.
What do you call them?
Horseshoes.
Horseshoes. Mm-hmm.